Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Q&A with Big J. I'm here with two very special guests, our founders, our directors, my parents, Gary and Joanne Turner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm really happy to have you here. So we have, you know, a really great camp community, of parents, campers, staff, and we really want them to get to know you a little better and your take on our camp and what we do that's particularly special for our camp community. So I have a few questions for you. I'm going to fire away. What do you think are the most important parts of a camper's camp experience with us?
I think one of the most important parts is the memories and the new friendships that they're going to make, not only with other campers, but also with staff, but even more so, experiences that they would never really have or have tried outside of camp. For example, your daughters, Layla and Macy, our grandchildren, never experienced until they came to camp riding on a yellow school bus. You know, that's a memory for them. Being able to venture out on a field trip to Adventureland or to the swimming pool without mommy and daddy being there, that's a memory that they're always going to remember and take back. But just experiencing new things, playing new things, new sports being introduced, robotics, young engineers, all of these programs, the shows coming in, these are just things that, you know, children may not possibly experience outside of camp. So I think that's very, very important for them.
I can tell you, kind of relating to what you said, as a parent, I see that with the girls, right? So Layla and Macy have had a lot of firsts at camp. I actually got to take Layla's first bus ride with her. It was at staff training, believe it or not.
Right.
We brought the staff out for training on the bus, and she wanted to come. And that was so cool because she'd never been out of a car seat in a vehicle. And she got to sit and look out the window, and the staff were cool. We were singing songs and doing all the bus stuff, the crazy games and things we play on the bus. You know, but as a parent, I guess that's important too. Maybe, Mom, you can talk more about the parent experience, because they're a big part of our camp community. Even though they're not at camp experiencing the activities firsthand, it's a big part of the summer is how parents feel about camp too.
Yeah. I think that's really important. And I think I'm a parent, I'm a grandmother, you know, and talking with parents, I think the fact that they have peace of mind, and we can bring them peace of mind. You know, Jason, you're in charge of training and you do extensive training around safety and security and skills and so on and so forth. And it shows. I mean, it shows. And I think when parents sign their kids up, they understand that they're well cared for. Okay. And really, we foster and really try to facilitate friendships, learning new skills, very gently inviting children to try something new. And I think that's all very important.
I just want to jump on that also. I think parents, over the 29 years we've been in existence, truly know that Camps R Us really tries their very best to take care of our campers, the children, as if they're our own, just as if they're our family. We do our very, very best to do that. And I think parents are aware of that, because they are giving us their most precious gift, their child, to take care of during the summer. And they're entrusting us to do the best we can. And you know, not only is it a new experience for a camper, but it's also a new experience for a parent. You know, just because it's the child's first time on the school bus, it's also the parent's first time allowing that child to go on the school bus. So it's all interconnected. And I think, you know, we hold each other's hands through the process. And I think it's a good relationship that we have. That's why, you know, we call it crew family.
And it's also developing trust long term. I mean, many of our parents were our campers. Mm-hmm. And some of them even grew through the program and worked for us. Some of them still work for us. Mm-hmm. And so I think the opportunities are endless.
That relationship with parents, I think, extends also into how parents figure out how to afford camp. And I think being accessible and affordable is really a core part of our mission. Why has that always been a main focus? I remember that from the first time I learned about what camp was and heard you talking to parents back in the day at open houses and events, was always about camp has to be affordable. Why has that been so important for you all these years?
Well, when your mother and I started the camp program back in 1993, we couldn't afford the neighborhood camp program. It was just too much money for us. Even though we were both professionals, your mom was a nurse, I was a school teacher, I was also working a summer job for extra money, we just couldn't afford it. And I wound up quitting my summer job and losing that income and staying home with you and your sister to take care of you and bring you to the pool and the beach and to the movies and so on and so forth. But we realized, not only through seeing that camp was unattainable for us financially, but other parents were in the same situation. And it's the same situation today. It's very expensive and difficult for families to live on Long Island, where both parents have to work, where mom's a police officer, or dad's a police officer, mom's a nurse or a teacher, whatever. But it's very, very difficult for them to afford the mortgage, the property taxes, the expenses of food and dancing school and so on and so forth. And now here comes the summer. Mom has to work, dad has to work. You know, what do we do with our own children? You know, we need to put them in camp. So we have never lost sight of keeping the price of our camp program affordable for parents. And to make it even more accessible for them, we offer them monthly payment plans where starting with the month they enroll, they can pay monthly for camp from that month they enroll through the end of camp. So they can spread those payments out over 10 or 11 months, which hopefully helps them. We accept payments by credit card, which helps them. So we try to keep in mind as much as we can to make it as affordable and convenient as possible for them.
It's great. I think it's a wonderful thing that you've built over all these years, and I am so happy to be a part of it. I want to thank you for being here on this episode of Q&A with Big J. Visit us on our website. It's campsrus.org. That's camps, the letter R, us.org. Or feel free to give any member of the Turnier family a call at the office. It's 877-850-CAMP, 877-850-2267. Thanks so much.